says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns. Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned into the Trump phenomenon here on the final night of this grand Patriot Convention in Cleveland, July 21st, 2016. Boy, do we have a lot to look forward to. We get to hear Donald Trump. We get to hear his daughter, Ivanka, introduce her dad. And in the little bitty hour that we've got, with George going to George is going to co-host with me tonight. Paul is still on the road. George, thank you for joining us.
Great to be here, James.
Well, yeah, great to be alive right now, and I know every Patriot's feeling pumped up. The way this has turned out, it's not only did we reach this convention that you were talking about a year ago, George, and we were looking forward to this. We were forecasting it, and my gosh. Not only did it happen, but it's better even than we hoped. And I want to give you a couple of the choicest things that have happened in the last 24 hours since we left you in the closing the microphone last night. Something that happened last night, Eric Trump spoke. And I talked the previous night about how great Donald Trump was, Don Trump Jr., an amazing orator, an amazing man, 38 years old. He's got to play a major role in the Trump administration. I think he's, with Dad having given up on his business to be president for us, he's got to entrust it to his children, and so maybe they're going to be engaged in that. But I wish we could clone these people and put Donald Trump Jr. into the administration. But Eric, my gosh, the speech that Eric gave last night, one of the best speeches I've ever heard in my life, about 14 minutes long. We're going to play a little of it for you. One of the most moving speeches or communications between a father and a son you'll ever witness. And let me just set the stage for you. George, I don't know if you saw this whole thing transpire, but here's what happened last night. Donald Trump very graciously, very generously offered to Senator Ted Cruz a chance to speak at the convention. Gave him a lot of time to speak. So he had the microphone, and we learned later that Donald Trump, with all these people that he asked to speak who had opposed him in the primaries, he did not make any hint or mention that they needed to endorse him. He didn't try to influence or change what they were going to say one iota. What a man. Donald Trump is. He just said, you know, just respectfully and generously, the microphone is yours. Go ahead and speak at the Republican National Convention. He did not have to do that. So he opened the mic to Ted Cruz. What did Ted Cruz do? My gosh, one of the worst political mistakes you'll ever witness. Ted Cruz, what a screw up. He spoke for 20 minutes. I'm not sure of the exact time, but he spoke a long time. On and on and on. This is right before Eric Trump would be speaking. And right before, by the way, Donald Trump would enter the hall. Oh, my gosh. So Ted Cruz is going on and on and on. Not once in this whole speech did this idiot mention Donald Trump. And by the end, nearing the end of the speech in the last few minutes, the crowd realizing this clown, this idiot, this stooge is not going to endorse Donald Trump. He isn't even going to mention Donald Trump. He isn't even going to have anything nice to say about him. So they started booing and grumbling and chanting and cheering and chanting and booing over Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz's response was to ignore the crowd. So he instead looked at the camera. You could see this. I mean, this guy, thank goodness we didn't get Ted Cruz as president. This man's a psycho. He started staring at the camera, talking to the camera, pretending there weren't 15,000 people booing him all around him. Oh, my gosh. Well, here, I'll play a little of it. But let me cut to the good part, though. Eric Trump follows him and gives. So we go from the worst to the best. We go right to Eric Trump. And Donald Trump walks into the hall at the end of Ted Cruz's idiotic performance, and he's smiling. Donald Trump, realizing what's happening, he's just smiling. He has to be thinking to himself, he's got to be, you can just see his thoughts. He's saying, this guy Cruz, lying Ted Cruz, my gosh, we're done with this guy. And then this warm, wonderful moment between father and son for about 14 minutes of Eric Trump praising his father. Donald Trump comes as close to tears as you're likely to see him. You can see he was fighting back tears. He was so proud to tears of his son, Eric. But anyway, let's go to Ted Cruz. Let me see if I can find him. This is so bad. It might be a little hard for you to discern. But you can hear in the background, you can hear the crowd, you hear this booing that's going on. It's the crowd booing Ted Cruz. Here he is. Here he comes. We got to get that audio to come up here. I'm connecting here. Let's see, I guess I have to move the audio dial here a little bit.
And soar.
Now listen to the crowd.
Make
they're booing.
Daddy proud. We must make the most of our moment to fight for freedom, to protect our God-given rights.
They're booing.
Even of those with whom we don't agree. So that when we are old and gray, and when our work is done,
they're booing.
And we give those we love
Cruz is ignoring
one
him.
Final kiss goodbye. We will be able to say, freedom matters, and I was part of something beautiful.
Now, Cruz doesn't know what to do at this point. He's standing like a deer in the headlights at the podium. The crowd is booing him, yelling Trump. This guy looks like a psychopath. He's just standing there, trying to think, what am I going
to
say?
The case we have to make to the American people, the case each person in this room has to make to the American people, is to commit to each of them that we will defend freedom and be faithful to the Constitution.
Oh, that just lit him. No mention of Trump. The audience can't believe it.
We will unite the party.
Donald
we will
Trump
unite
now
the country
the
by standing together for shared values, by standing for liberty. God bless each and every one of you, and God bless the United States of America.
Everybody's booing. And Donald Trump just entered the back of the hall. He's smiling from ear to ear. 100 security guys around him. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. George, did you see that last night?
Saw the whole thing, James, on C-SPAN. I need to remark that C-SPAN was fabulous. They showed the entire convention without interruption and without a bunch of garbage. I mean, you turn on MSNBC or CBS News, and they were ignoring most of the convention, instead saying, oh, God, this Trump guy, what a fascist. We hate him. So my hat's off to C-SPAN. I did watch Cruz. That was wonderful. Ted Cruz is now gone, and he's going to lose his election and be gone forever.
Yeah, folks, he's I think he's up for re-election in what year is he up for re-election?
Wish it was tomorrow, but yeah, you're right. Low behavior.
Yeah, low behavior. He's going to be a one-term senator in all likelihood. And if he does get reelected, he's a nobody. He is going to be a nobody in the Trump administration.
Well, this was a stroke of genius, like you said. I mean, Trump marched this guy out there so he could do just what he did. And now Trump has no rivals anywhere in the GOP. None.
Yeah. Yeah. Ted Cruz finished himself off, folks. Here he is. But Donald Trump generously gives him the podium, gives him a prime time on the third night of the convention. He could say anything he wants. He's got the audience of, how many knows how many hundreds of millions of people were watching this. And he doesn't even thank Donald Trump, doesn't say the word Donald Trump, doesn't praise Donald Trump, doesn't endorse Donald Trump. Unbelievable chutzpah from a complete, folks, this guy, we were saved. Donald Trump saved us from a psychopath. This guy, I don't think it's a weirdo. I'll just put it this way. For sure, a weirdo. That this is just absolutely weird behavior. There were other people that Donald Trump, who opposed him, that fought him in the primary, who, like Governor Rick Perry, he gave them the podium, and they thanked Donald Trump, and they endorsed Donald Trump. And they had a brain in their heads, not Ted Cruz. Just a mind-boggling performance. Now, the drama, though, the swing. Now, remember, Donald Trump, as the crowd is booing, they're not even aware, largely, that Donald Trump has just walked in the back of the hall and is about to take a seat. He was coming into the hall. Why was he coming in? Not to listen to Ted Cruz. He was coming in just ahead of his son's speech to listen to his son. Probably had word from his son that his son was going to be addressing him personally in the speech, and so he needed to be sitting there listening. It was a conversation between father and son with just the son speaking. But boy, the reaction on the father's face was wonderful. And the whole family was sitting there on either side of Donald Trump. Ivanka was there. Tiffany was there. Don and his wife were there. Eric's wife was there. And if I left somebody out, but they were all there. Melania was not there. But now here, let's go to Eric Trump. And I just want to play a little of that for you. Let me make sure I found the right spot here. Let's see. That's Ted Cruz right there. Well, I might not have the exact right spot here. Let's see if we can find Eric Trump. I've got the wrong spot there. So I'll have to probably at the break get that spooled up for you. And well, there were some other highlights to share here. Of course, what we're coming up on is Donald Trump himself, introduced by Ivanka. This is the big windup to an unbelievably good convention. Some of the things that haven't happened, George, the idea of violence or disruption, nothing happened, nothing there. That was wonderful, was it not?
You said it unbelievably good, and you could tell in the reaction of the liberal press, they are furious. The Washington Post called it a divisive, fractious convention. I tell you what, sports fans, they're not watching the same convention I am.
Correct. That is correct.
I mean, this is the biggest. This was a 3-day long Donald Trump love fest with a landslide vote in the middle.
Yep. Now, here it is. I found Eric Trump, and it's 14 minutes long. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I may jump around a little bit. And folks, you know, you'll watch it yourself. This will be replayed for centuries. People will watch this speech. And boy, by the way, a great leader was born. Eric Trump is like his brother Don, a tremendous leader. Donald Trump has tremendous family that can partner with him, succeed him, help him, help us. It's an amazing family. There's no parallel in American history of any president with a family like this.
The vice president said, you can't fake good children.
Yeah, you can't. And, you know, it's we have nothing like this. And, of course, this is one of his achievements. These kids are one of his achievements. Let's listen to Eric Trump here. I'll just drop the needle here onto the record. Here we go. This is Eric talking to his dad, and it's just a conversation between father and son, and 15,000 wildly cheering people who are realizing that they are present at history.
Never have I been more proud to be a Trump. Never have I been more proud to be my father's son. I am incredibly honored to be part of this journey of which he's invited me, Don, Ivanka, Tiffany, Melania, my beautiful wife, Laura, our entire family to play such an integral part. Dad, you have once again taught us by example. You are my hero. You are my best friend. You are the next president of the United States.
Crowd is going wild.
God bless America.
Boy, Dad's fighting back tears. Let me go a little bit earlier in that. That was the end. Let's go to the beginning. Here's the beginning.
Please welcome Eric Trump.
This is immediately following Ted Cruz's screw up. From hell to heaven
wow.
In one leap.
Wow. Good evening, Cleveland. Wow. It is such an honor to be here for a man I love so, 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 so much. That's my father.
Dad's just beaming.
13 months ago, my father sat my family down and told us the time had come. He could no longer sit idly by and watch our beloved country, the country that had given our family so much success, so much opportunity, crumble before our very eyes. He confirmed to us that he was prepared to announce his candidacy for President of the United States. He made sure to acknowledge that ours would not be an easy path, that we should prepare ourselves for what was to come, that we quickly learn who our true friends were. Without hesitation, we each committed our unwavering support. But this time, none of us could have predicted what lay ahead. The records he would break, the stadiums he would fill, the movement he would start. Today, my father stands before you with the most primary votes of any Republican candidate in the history of our nation.
I'll pause, Eric Trump. We'll take your calls, of course, at 800-313-9443. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good? And I will rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. A chance for the flag or the liberty bell.
We're back, and we were listening to Eric Trump. You tuned into the Trump phenomenon. Eric Trump, in his incredible speech last night, we'll play a little bit more of that. Then we'll go to the speaker who's live right now at the convention. Peter Thiel is speaking, and he is the founder of PayPal. A billionaire himself. When was he born? He was born, he's 48 years old, born in Germany, came to the U.S. at age one to Foster City, California, a genius. founded PayPal. He was the first outside investor in Facebook. But PayPal is his baby, and of course, all of us have benefited from it. And his net worth in his Wikipedia article is $3 billion. He's a Christian and a libertarian, but he's right now endorsing his friend, Donald Trump. Let's see if we can't, maybe I can catch him, catch his audio here. Let's see if we can listen to Peter Thiel and then go back to Eric Trump. I got so many different people lined up here. Let's see if we're live here. Okay, that's Eric. let's see if I can find Peter. I've got so many different tabs. I think this might be Peter Thiel right here. Here he is. Yeah, this is Peter Thiel. This is now, right now. This is live. You must have said something good.
I don't pretend to agree with every plank in our party's platform. But fake culture wars only distract us from our economic decline. And nobody in this race is being honest about it except Donald Trump. While it is fitting to talk about who we are, today it's even more important to remember where we came from. For me, that is Cleveland and the bright future it promised. When Donald Trump asked us to make America great again, he's not suggesting a return to the past. He's running to lead us back to that bright future. Tonight, I urge all of my fellow Americans to stand up and vote for Donald Trump. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks.
He's not a professional speaker. That's wonderful. Wonderful.
My grandfather always said, the most important thing in life is to love what you're doing, because that's the only way you'll ever really be good at it. My grandfather was fiercely ambitious, a workaholic. He made my father and his siblings watch him as he walked construction sites. That's how he taught them, by osmosis. My father carried that passion for learning to the Wharton School of Finance. And when he graduated, he set his sights on Manhattan. My grandfather couldn't understand why. He had been successful in Brooklyn and Queens and thought my father should follow in his footsteps. But to my father, Manhattan was the epicenter of the world. It was center stage. It was where he wanted to make his name. When my father first laid eyes on the Commodore Hotel in the heart of New York City, at 42nd Street, next to Grand Central Station, he knew the rundown property had the potential to be a crown jewel. However, the turning point came when my father decided to purchase the greatest single piece of real estate in New York City. Working from his Upper East Side apartment every day, he would pass an 11-story building at the corner of 57th Street and 5th Avenue that housed Bonwit Teller. What would soon become the iconic Trump Tower is a prime example of the...
Take a break here. I'm going to pause this, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for paper fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. We're right in the middle of the concluding moments, concluding evening, not moments, of the Republican National Convention. Donald Trump is coming up soon, and they're doing the build of Donald Trump. They just had Peter Thiel on, a billionaire and friend of Donald Trump. Right now, Tom Barrack is on. He is a billionaire, and he's talking about his friend, Donald Trump. George, I wanted to just convey to the people in the short time that we have that these last two evenings, Wednesday and Thursday, I think the biggest revelation to me was the brilliance of Don Trump Jr. And then last night, the brilliance of Eric Trump, and just the extraordinary amount of talent that is in Donald Trump's world.
Well, the whole family. I mean, his sons are fabulous. His daughter was good, too. I really enjoy watching both of the, you know, both of the sons. I mean, if there are two finer young men in America, I'd like to see who they are. Like you said, you can't fake good children.
Yeah, I'm glad you remembered that. That's a very good quote. And of course, yes, Ivanka, brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Tiffany, brilliant. She's only 22 and just graduated from the Wharton School of Finance, but brilliant and beautiful. All of them handsome and beautiful. And then now, when Donald Trump was given the nomination, the chairman of the convention appointed an escort committee for the presidential candidate and for the vice president. The escort committee for Mike Pence is his three children, including his Marine Corps second lieutenant, Marine Corps pilot son, Michael Pence, who is, I believe, in flight training at the Pensacola Naval Air Station, finished at Quantico, his basic. So, wow, that'll be something. I don't know if we'll get to see Michael Pence, but we will tonight get to see the escort committee for Donald Trump, which includes the four children we've been hearing from, the adult children. But his fifth child, Barron, who's 10 years old, was listed on the escort committee. So I'm thinking we might get to see Barron Trump tonight, which I know my daughter, who's 11, he is a heartthrob for her. And she has a picture of Barron Trump up on her wall in her bedroom. So, oh my gosh. Tom Barrack is speaking right now. Just to give you a taste of it here, I'll put him on. This is live from the convention right now.
He said, look, I want to do this. I don't know what I should know. So I will pay your boss the price that he wants, and I'll close it in 1 week on one condition. You, Tom Barrack, tell me everything I should know that I don't know. I said, look, I just told you, I'm not doing that. We're not entering into this kind of a contract. He said, no contract. You and I shake hands right here. No lawyers, no contract, no nothing. You just tell me the things that I should know and how to fix it, and I'll do this deal. He played me like a Steinway piano. I then spent 4 months fixing everything in the hotel. A little rent-controlled tenant named Fanny Lowenstein, who is the smartest woman in the world.
I'll pause it down there. But he's telling a story. It's an anecdote about his friend Donald Trump. And that's what everybody who's been exposed to Donald Trump, apparently all these people who know him, of course, we on the show here, we don't know Donald Trump. We're just meeting him. But these people who have known him for years, Fran Tarkenton was on earlier today. He talked about knowing Donald Trump for decades. They all love him, and they all have a mind-boggling stories to tell about him. This man is just an American gem. Let me pause, Tom Barrack. But, you know, this is a treat that's in store for all of you later tonight is, you know, be sure not to miss Donald Trump's speech, which will conclude this convention. And then we go off into the election itself, the 100 days, the most amazing contest between the greatest candidate we've ever had and maybe the most despicable, possibly. I don't know. It's, you know, there are a lot of very despicable ones, but Hillary, of course, is a horrible person and a horrible candidate. I like what Laura Ingraham said, George, yesterday. She said this has got to be something out of a fairy tale, something out of a science fiction that the Democrats would put up this catastrophe, Hillary Clinton. Like, how did they make such a bad choice?
Well, it's not to them. It's a great choice. I mean, we're talking about good against evil here. It's all out there in the convention. I've never seen a political love fest like the last 3 days. I think it's great he put Ted Cruz up there to look like a jackass in front of all of America. So he just disposed of the entire neocon army, all the Bushes, Ted Cruz. So Trump has no rivals anywhere. And, you know, it's one-on-one with the New World Order.
Yes. Yeah, that's so true, folks. Donald Trump, and again, this brilliance is being displayed right before our eyes because these things are not happening. This is not accidental. It's not like luck that, you know, that all this is happening. the thing that people say about Donald Trump is that he has incredible perspicacity, incredible vision for who people are, what's in them, what makes them tick, and he sees through people. He sees the virtues in strong and good people, and he sees through the phonies, and he just punches through the whole thing like a hot knife through butter. And this is on display right here. You're right. You know, what a gutsy thing. Put Ted Cruz up there on the stage, but he knew his man. Donald Trump knew his man and knew this is fine. We'll put him right up on the stage. Let's let him blabber to his heart's content and just hang himself right there in front of everybody, which is exactly what he did.
And hang himself he did. I just messaged you that none other than Charles Krauthammer had tweeted to C-SPAN going, Ted Cruz just committed political suicide.
Wow. That's pretty authoritative, folks, coming from the neocon Charles Krauthammer, who was one of the leaders of the Never Trump movement. That is really conclusive on the end of Ted Cruz's career.
Good riddance. Bye, Ted.
Yeah. And you know, and again, this also brings out a characteristic of Donald Trump, his generosity, his kindness, and his goodness. He offered, by the way, Newt Gingrich spoke last night, and surprise of surprises, Newt Gingrich gave a very good speech. He was a college professor, Gingrich, and as a college professor speech, it was a darn good speech. And he was so stunned at Ted Cruz's screw up. Now, Gingrich came right after Eric Trump. So this is all 1, 2, 3, bing, bang, boom. Gingrich got up and he said, I think he tried to somehow fix this for Ted Cruz. And he said, well, I think the audience, when they were all booing Ted Cruz, he said, I think they misunderstood. They must have misunderstood Ted Cruz. Because when he said, vote your conscience in November, vote for the best man in November, he really meant vote for Donald Trump. Now, folks, that's not what he said, and that's not what he meant. But Gingrich was trying to, like, save the guy, you know, save him from himself. But Gingrich himself was astounded that this, you know, what an idiot that he would do this. Of course, it didn't work, you know. I mean,
hey, James, I got to add, Newt Gingrich, all I got to do is say the words, Newt Gingrich, Sheldon Adelson. There's right. Lots of people, our friends in the network. They've been beating that drum for years going, this guy Trump is just another Zionist. And I'm going, come on, sports fans, watch the convention, see what happened. Newt Gingrich is not the vice presidential candidate.
Right.
That's a big deal. He turned down, you know, what, how many billions of dollars of bribery?
Yeah. Yep. Just amazing. But, you know, and folks, Donald Trump is showing he is going to be president of the whole United States. He's going to be the president of Sheldon Adelson and the president of Newt Gingrich. He will encompass and enfold all these, the president of Ted Cruz. He is going to really make America work again. And the buffoons and the clowns like Cruz, they're just going to have to, you know, sit out on the sidelines in awe of what Donald Trump is about to embark upon.
Did you see the big black man, Mr. Byrne, give his speech today?
Yes, I did. The George folks is referring to the black pastor from South Carolina who has given many of the invocations in these meetings, and he is really on fire. Go ahead, George.
Well, he brought the house down with a ringing endorsement of Donald Trump, and he said 25 times, all lives matter, and the entire convention cheered him on. I thought it was great. I don't think you'll see too many like that at Hillary's convention next week.
Yes, and another good one. You remind me of another good line that occurred today, and that was Jerry Falwell Jr. Let me find the quote. I wrote it down. Today he said, he called Donald Trump America's blue-collar billionaire, and he said he's one of the greatest visionaries of our time. He said This is a quote from Jerry Falwell Jr. today. He said this clearly, slowly, and so everybody got the whole thing. He said, if you're a conservative, a decision not to vote or to vote for a third-party candidate is a de facto vote for Hillary Clinton. So he just, right between the eyes there for Jeb Bush, who was told us the day before he wasn't sure who he was going to vote for, a libertarian or a write-in candidate.
So, yeah, James, this is a new party. This is not the GOP. I mean, the neocons are gone. There's no Bushes. There's no Cheneys. You look around that room in there, and it says GOP, but it sure ain't the GOP we saw just 6 weeks ago.
Yes, and to put an exclamation mark on it, folks, this is another of the accomplishments that Donald Trump had to do, to the art of this deal that he had to swing here. These thousands and thousands of people in the Cleveland Convention Center, most of them, some huge percentage, like 90%, are people who've been to previous Republican conventions. They're the political regulars. And Donald Trump does want to repudiate Jeb Bush, and he does want to do a smackdown on Jeb Bush. And he did a smackdown in the campaign on Ted Cruz, offered a hand to get him up off the mat, and Cruz didn't take it. But to the people in the convention, Donald Trump needed to bring them into his camp to get them on fire for Donald Trump. And folks, he did it. You watch the crowd, the whole crowd is just going wild. And so I'll bet you there are a bunch of people who came to this convention who weren't on board the Trump train who are now. And Donald Trump fired up and inspired these people and showed them. He showed them right there with this convention. What a great leader, and he is. And so he converted these people. He changed their minds as they sat there, a lot of the time standing and cheering in this convention. Here they are. Here the crowd's going wild right now. Let me just see what's going on. Let's just tune it in here. See what's – well, no, they're dancing, so it's the musical interludes going on. There was a nice change today. There was some country music. Sort of one of these Tonight Show, Late Night Show type bands has been providing entertainment. Very good musicians. We're all familiar with them. I don't know their names, but we've all seen them on late night TV. But today there was some country band. I'm looking at a picture now of Eric Trump is talking to Mike Pence. Let's see what's coming up next. Turn up the volume here. It's music. The camera, something big's about to happen here. They must be going to be setting it up off stage. And everybody's happy. Everything came off beautifully. No protests, nothing, no disruption, no Never Trump movement, no security problem. You know, the police and the Secret Service. Somebody said there was $50 million worth of Secret Service in Cleveland. That's the number they used, $50 million. Well, hats off to those Secret Service and those police, because perfect job. Who knows how many things were foiled or stopped or smoked out that didn't happen.
Hey, James C-SPAN says that Ivanka Trump is next.
Okay, well, folks, we're going to we might just luck out and get a couple of words from Ivanka as we close out tonight's show. But just kind of like putting everything in putting the big picture there. This is it. You know, we did it. And by the way, folks in the audience and this show itself, hey, we'll take a little bit of credit. We created the Trump Phenomenon Show. Bill O'Reilly copied the name. We still have to talk to him about that. And my goodness, it's all true. It all really happened, and it's more wonderful. You know, like the revelation for me, George, I didn't realize how wonderful these kids are, how brilliant they are. But they're chips off the old block. And I don't, you know, what figure, you know, I knew I was friends with Patty Reagan, Ronald Reagan's daughter, and out in Santa Monica. I knew her personally. And, you know, she's a great girl, but, you know, didn't knock me off my feet. And so, you know, what kind of children you know, did Richard Nixon or did his children really, really excel, or even John Kennedy? Or
we're going to go there. So the last six or seven presidents sure aren't marching their families up there. I mean, I'm not so sure.
Yeah. Chelsea, yeah. What's Chelsea going to be doing at their Democratic convention? Is Bill going to be speaking? This family, Bill, Chelsea, and Hillary? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the family is stolen the show here. I mean, you cannot look at the Trump family and not see, you are seeing the elite white family in the world. No doubt about it.
Yeah, this is extraordinary. And by the way, another detail, the whole thing, the whole brouhaha about Melania's speech, I looked into that and I read into it. So there's nothing there. There ain't nothing there. People are making a fuss about, like, somebody said, hey, Michelle Obama did not invent the English language. And Melania's speech is her own. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. And all of us who heard it and were so impressed with it, it is a beautiful speech. There's no plagiarism in her speech. People are saying because she used words like, you know, single words that appeared in Obama's, that somehow that's plagiarism. Oh, come on. We're going to take a break here and then come back with a final segment. Maybe Ivanka on the other side. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
we've only got a couple minutes left. Oh, my goodness. Donald Trump's about to come out. Ivanka, we're probably minutes away from Ivanka coming out to introduce her dad. What a moment. Well, all of us are going to have to go watch that as soon as we close the microphone here. And as you're listening, while you're listening to your next RBN radio show after this one, it's been a real ride, George.
Well, and he did it without having to invent his own media. And the genius, he's used only the available tools. And man, he's just laid knockout punches to every foe all the way up till today.
Yeah. What they're showing at the convention right now, folks, is a retrospective movie, brilliantly made, by the way, of Donald Trump's legendary career, starting with a picture of him with a toy wagon when he's a little boy, the age of my little Bjorn, 4 years old. He's got his little toy wagon, and then going all the way up to really transforming the New York City skyline. And all the pictures of his dad. And this very handsome young Donald Trump, debonair guy. And he's, they're setting it up here for his introduction for a speech that will probably be one of the most momentous speeches any of us ever hears. Let me just mention, we got a caller on the line. We're not going to be able to take any calls. I've got my buddy who goes by the handle Iconoclast in Ohio. Iconoclast, thank you. Thank you, Ohio, for staging this incredible convention. And, another twist to it, George. Talk about the idiots who eliminated themselves. How about John Kasich, who's the governor of the state of Ohio? And he thought, what a brilliant move, John Kasich, to boycott your own convention, not even go there. What a dope.
I'll take it, James.
Yeah.
You guys are... Talk about knockout punches. There's just a whole line of maggots that are no longer going to bother us.
Yeah, the neocons, folks, just line them up, folks. Donald Trump took them down like bowling pins. And it's beautiful. And now he takes on, of course, the easier enemy, which is the Democrats. And, of course, he's going to just, it's just going to be a delight to watch Donald Trump take Hillary Clinton apart and the whole Democratic establishment. You're going
to
see
109 days to go.
109. Okay, there you go. And oh my gosh, they're showing family pictures of the kids and Donald when he's younger. And there's not a blemish on the whole thing, and not as if you could hope for that, but just each of these people is astonishing. It's just a beautiful, beautiful family. I think, folks, all of us, all of America is just going to fall in love with the Donald Trump family and make the Kennedy phenomenon pale in comparison. We're out of time. We will see you again tomorrow night. So be sure to be with us. Here comes Donald. Thanks. See you tomorrow.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-
1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.